Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is The Honest Employee. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, Lord of all the worlds, who rewards those who do good and who doesn't waste the wages of those who sincerely work. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the one who is the guardian of the pious. And I testify that our master and prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his servant and messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon his family and companions and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to have taqwa of Allah. For verily he says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu ittaqullaha waltanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad wattaqullaha innallaha khabirun bima ta'malun. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah, and consider what you have prepared for tomorrow, and have taqwa of Allah, for Allah is all aware of what you do. أيها المؤمنون. When the great companion Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, was walking in Medina, he saw a shepherd and asked him, can you sell us a sheep? And at that point, Sayyidina Ibn Umar tested the honesty of this shepherd by saying, tell the person who entrusted you with it that the wolf ate it. And the shepherd looked up and said, and where is Allah? Implying that Allah is watching over every single deed. And this so amazed Ibn Umar that he kept repeating to his heart, where is Allah? Where is Allah? Where is Allah? As a sign of this taqwa. Brothers and sisters, this simple act of reminding the fact that every deed that we do is being watched by Ar-Raqib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is also a pointer to the state that we should have as employees when we are mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our professions and work. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that we should worship Allah ka'annaka tara, as though you see him. فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. That you should worship Allah as if you see him, and if you cannot see him, that you should know that he sees you. And so the employee who is honest is the one who appreciates that their actions are being judged and weighed up by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is grateful for this opportunity to fulfill the amana and trust he's been given with regards to his jobs and regards to his profession. And so a person who is observant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's observing him is a person who takes their responsibilities seriously. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah azza wa jal sa'ilun kull ra'in amma istara'ahu." He said, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask every shepherd about whatsoever they were entrusted with, or whatsoever they were entrusted with from a position of leadership. And then he said, "Ahfaz dhalik, ahfidha dhalik," did they preserve it? "Am dayya'a," or did they neglect it? And so brothers and sisters, this points to the importance for us to fulfill our duties with honesty and integrity. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that the person who is honest is the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. When he said, إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ إِذَا عَمِلَ أَحَدُكُمْ عَمَلًا أَنْ يُتْقِنَهُ. That indeed Allah loves when one of you does a job, that they perfect it. Right? As it says, فَلْيُوَدِّ الَّذِي أُوتِ مَنْ أَمَانَتَهُ وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُ. And so let the one who has been entrusted fulfill their trust, and let them have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As if the person who is working honestly is aware of this statement, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَىٰ. Does he not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees him? And so these are the people who, when they gather with ta'awun, mutual assistance, ala birri wa taqwa, upon righteousness and with piety. and they are as the people who are كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا. They are like a structure that strengthens one another. And they are like those who يُحِبُّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّهُ لِنَفْسِهِ. They are those who love for their brother what they love for themselves. And they are aware that وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the assistance of his slave as long as the slave is in the assistance of his brother. And so we find that people who are honest in their work are those who are seeking to improve their knowledge in accordance with the Quranic verse, وَقُلْ رَبِّي زِدْنِي عِلْمًا, and say, oh my Lord, increase me with knowledge. And they are those who know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never cause them to have lose the reward of the best of what they do. Right. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا نُضِيُّ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا, that he will never cause to waste the reward of those who do good as their deeds. And these are those who they constantly care to ensure that they are safeguarding whatsoever they've been given as a trust with regards to whatever they've been given from provisions. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love those who betray that which they've been entrusted with. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْخَائِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love the traitors. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. He does not love the wasteful. And so from these aspects of conduct that we have to be wary of is that we should be wary of positions of responsibility we've been given. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَا يَأْتِ أَحَدٌ مِنْكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ أَيْ مِمَّا أهدي إليه أو أهدي إليه بسبب, that a person will never come on the Day of Judgment from what he's been given for whatever responsibility with regards to وظيفته, from his regards to his occupation, إلا, except that this will be something that will be like a collar around his neck on يوم القيامة, يحمله على عنقه, that he will carry around him. In other words, this is a responsibility that he has to discharge, because if he doesn't discharge it, then he will be accountable for what he did with regards to responsibility. And when we are responsible for things, with regards to ourselves and regards to others, we have to be careful and diligent that insofar as other people are around us and working with us, that we should be gentle. Because people have hearts. And someone who is fadlun ghaliz al-qalb, harsh-hearted, then people will leave you. As the Quran says about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it said, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. It was only by the mercy of Allah that you were lenient to them, layin towards them. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. And if you were harsh and hard-hearted, لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. They would have dispersed from you. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. So pardon them and seek forgiveness from them. And so this is one of the attributes of leadership, that we are lenient to those around us. It's as if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna rifq la yakunu fi shay'in illa zana," that there is no kindness in something or gentleness in something except that it beautifies it and makes it something more praiseworthy. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he make us people of rifq, people of gentleness, people of softness and clemency, that we are layinul janib, that we are lenient to those around us, and we take ourselves to task to do things to the best of our ability, to fulfill our responsibilities, ibtigha liwajhillah, purely and utterly for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that whatsoever we've been given of positions are positions of amana, responsibility. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he make us honest and diligent and truthful people in regards to our work. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I say this and I seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness, for he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's English khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.